Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Going to be joined in the later on in this hour by Dr. John Lott to discuss what has happened at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. That's in a little bit. While all of the focus right now is on these killings, and I understand, there's other stuff happening. And sometimes something is so horrifying you simply cannot process it. Your brain tells you that it's not real, that it can't be real. But the horror now approaching us is all too real. Millions of people are likely to starve to death in the next year. We know it's coming. We know why. And yet our garbage ruling caste is paralyzed. Inflation, particularly fossil fuel, and the crop failures caused by lack of fertilizer, again, exacerbated by lack of fossil fuel, will mean mass starvation. And when the TV is filled with pictures of skeletal kids, the regime adherents will rage at us for letting this happen. But they're the architects of the massacre. And they could stop it if they wanted to, by simply opening up the oil tap. But they've chosen, and they are choosing, not to do that. Not because all of them necessarily prefer that millions of people, primarily in the third world, to die, though some certainly not all that displeased. And after all, their hideous ideology butchered 100 million people in the last century. But this will be accepted as the cost of the elite rule. You think I'm overstating something. You think I'm crazy, right? Crazy talk. Look at the progressive abortion freaks. Happy to kill a baby seconds before it sees sunlight if that's the birthing parent's whim. Look at the ones crying about how it was the Jesus gun people who would die from COVID. Try to tell me again how much they care about humans who get in their way. And none of them is willing to do what it will take to derail the death train roaring down the tracks. What it will take is repudiating their poisonous fetish about the climate hoax, and they can't do that. They won't do it. No, they will instead allow millions of sacrifices to appease the angry weather god. And they will lie and blame us when this is all they're doing. All the result of their choices stemming from their bizarre obsession with the greatest fraud in scientific history. The coming food apocalypse is because of fossil fuel, or rather the lack of them. Now, we don't lack fossil fuels in any real terms. We have more reserves and more capacity than ever to supply the miracle product that creates the fertilizers that grow the food and fuels the transport that moves it to hungry people around the globe. But our rulers hate oil, the same substance that lifted much of the world out of poverty and would do the same to the rest of humanity if they would only get out of the way. And yet, they won't. The anti-fossil fuel fanatics are caught up in their pagan climate religion. Something had to fill the void in their empty souls when they rejected actual religion as too constraining for their creepy appetite. They're half Nelson on fossil fuel and their denial of access to it by other means. They have power. And as with everything with the international establishment, this is about power. It's about the power to deny you the autonomy that cars give you, the joy that grilling a ribeye provides. And does it hurt them if you can go where you want, do as you please, thanks to oil? No, it doesn't. It doesn't affect them at all. They just get off on being able to rule over you. And this seeking, while they're out here and they're talking about the deaths of these poor children and these, you know, those poor people in that grocery store, and I mean, everybody's been killed by the various people that they have basically nurtured, right? Because this is, you know, like those last two kids, those last two 18-year-old kids. Why do you think they, part of the reason that they did what they did was because they came up in the public school system. Because the public school system is no longer about education. It's about indoctrination. But I digress. Running the planet into the ground like this, in the pursuit of some green genie, is what gives them their jollies. And their jollies are going to kill millions in the third world. But the frivolous ruling class doesn't care about dead Bangladeshis any more than it cared about your family when your job got shifted to Szechuan in the name of globalism, or your kid got creeped on by some groomer pervert at the unionized Democrat-run public school. Go to the Safeway and check out the prices. Go to the Shell station, check out the price per gallon. You'll find a way to pay it, but it's going to hurt a lot, and your life will get worse, but you'll live. What does someone in Zimbabwe eat when the diesel that carries the grain has doubled in price and so has the grain itself? The mom in Zimbabwe dies after watching her babies die. And we all know how much the left cares about babies. We all know the solution. It's right here. Unleash the American energy industry. Stop slow walking permits. Stop banning leases. Restart Keystone. Drill, drill, drill. There's your solution. More fossil fuels, even without Russia, whose supplies are out of bounds because our trash president and his coterie of incompetence gave Putin the green light to invade Ukraine. But the ideologues and the nuts and the bureaucracy are dedicated to destroying fossil fuels as an energy source. I never voted for that. Did you vote for that? Now, you would have heard it if you paid attention to what they said when they thought no one was listening. No one said to us openly, hey, we want to raise the price of gas to $10 a gallon, so suddenly the green scams of our campaign contributors will be economically viable. Now, they did say it to and among themselves. This is not happenstance. This is a plan. They want this, and if scores of African babies dies because the price of food gets too high and the supply gets too low, oh well. Just more collateral damage in the quest for swell feels thanks to the faux faith of the coastal elite. Now, rest assured that when the death toll can't be denied, the regime media will place the blame on the inescapable consequences of these decisions right where it always does. That's going to be on me and you. My selfish desire for a Ford F-150 did this. I had to have a ribeye when I could have been eating beetle paste. They will jump in their jets and wing their way to Davos to deplore us deplorables. Same as it ever was. They did it once with COVID. They're about to do it again. Are we going to let that happen? Our world is upside down. It's not going to affect us like it's going to affect the third world. The third world is going to, this is going to hurt. This is going to be deadly. It's not like they have so much, you know, nobody in the third world is suffering from obesity, as far as I can tell. And this is all about just being in charge of you. Just running your life. That's all they want. They just want to run your life. Nothing about your life actually affects them, but they want to be in charge of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea come from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. So here we are in this aftermath of another mass shooting, rampage killing, of horrific scale in Uvalde, Texas, of all places. The American public, once again, being tortured with histrionic political vitriol from the organized left and the Democratic Party demanding action on gun laws that will not hold up to constitutional scrutiny or actually do anything to stop evil, demented murderers hell-bent on slaughtering the innocent to fuel their narcissistic, diabolical hunger. The Do Something Already crowd immediately moved to condemn Republicans for having blood on their hands, for not supporting laws that would do nothing in the name of doing something. So, let's start off by being clear. The piece of human filth that just murdered innocent children at Robb Elementary School would not have been dissuaded by gun-free zones or laws prohibiting firearms within 1,000 feet of a school, or laws prohibiting the use of magazines with capacities for more than 10 rounds, or laws prohibiting pretty much anything regarding the exercise of the Second Amendment. And this can't be said enough. This can't be said enough. The scum of the earth who are willing to break our laws against mass murder are not going to be stopped by extra regulations pertaining to gun ownership. So at a time when we're looking for real and tangible solutions for protecting our children and their schools from these Satan-inspired monsters, we get nothing but screaming accusations and do-nothing proposals. We protect our money at banks, our elected officials in their Washington, D.C. homes, our professional athletes at football stadiums, our judges in our local courthouses, with more stringent measures and security forces than the most innocent children in our government-run schools. They could protect them. They have chosen not to. There's a lot of reasons for that. One of them is primarily going to be money, because they're going to say, well, you know, it's such a rare occurrence. Which it is. It is a very rare occurrence. However, because it does happen, that means that in the event that you actually put something in place to mitigate that or to stop it, it probably would never even begin to commence. So then it becomes a more rare occasion. And yet, instead of looking at this and saying, well, this would keep it from happening, they've chosen not to do anything. In fact, the past year saw moves to remove police officers and school resource officers from public schools because Democrats are determined to paint cops as the cause of violence in our nation rather than the obvious preventive force they were always designed to be. So despite the fact that they're offered defunding police and pulling back and, you know, all this other stuff, they still insist that something must be done. And if you stop a moment and look through the histrionic accusations and rhetoric, you'll find the real truth of where they stand and what they want. I'll give you a good example. So when Hillary Clinton was running for president, before she failed in the most humiliating and miserable fashion, she floated the idea of an Australia-style gun confiscation program here in America. She said, I don't know enough details to tell you how we would do it or how it would work, but certainly the Australia example is worth looking at. The same year, President Obama suggested the same thing in an interview with Mark Moron. When Australia had a mass killing, I think it was in Tasmania about 25 years ago, it was just so shocking the entire country said, what we're going to do, completely change our gun laws, and they did, and it hasn't happened since. And here's the thing, at least they're being honest. The fact is the Democrats really want to enact laws pertaining to gun ownership that will make any kind of real difference in gun violence in this country. The only real solution is to repeal the Second Amendment and confiscate all guns in America. And I'll tell you, I if they actually proposed that, I would actually have a degree of respect for them. They'd lose every election for the next several decades, but at least they'd be honest losers. You know they can't win with that position. You know the half measures they propose will do nothing except stoke outrage and help them raise money. So what do they choose to do? Solving gun violence with a gun-focused approach means repealing the Second Amendment and then the Fourth Amendment, because the only way to seize guns owned by individual Americans is to violate their right against illegal search and seizure. Democrats' only real plan is to do away with 20% of the Bill of Rights, but hey, at least they'd be doing something. They could focus on mental health infrastructure. They could look at securing schools. They could look at enforcing existing laws, keeping criminals off the streets when they're convicted, and a whole host of things 80% of Americans agree on, but no. They're not going to raise money on that, and it won't get them viral moments on Twitter. Better to scream at a press conference and call Republicans murderers. At least then Jimmy Kimmel loves them, and they will stay in office in whatever hellhole elected them in the first place. But if they really tried what they truly believe should be done, repealing your constitutional rights, they destroy their party for a generation. But at least they'd be honest about who they really are and what they really believe. See, that's the thing. I don't think some of the people that are out there right now, there's a lot of people out there calling for gun control that don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what I just said. Gun control as it exists today is not, to borrow a phrase from the great manipulator, you can't ban your way to a lack of violence. I'm actually correct about that. Because there's 500 million minimum, 500 million plus guns out there in the world today. Does anybody honestly believe that if they came and got guns from your house, that criminals in the inner city of Chicago are going to be affected by this? These criminals are tolerated because it makes their cause easier to go for. But their real cause, ultimately, is to take every gun out there. And, you know, once they repealed, you know, if they repealed the second and the fourth, I mean, what's to keep them from repealing the first? Now we're suddenly a disarmed nation, can't do anything to anybody. The monopoly of violence falls to the hapless, Department of Defense. Now, if they came after us, say, the way they pulled out of Afghanistan, I don't know if that's really a big issue. But that's what they really believe. Will we ever hear that from them? Probably not. Not anytime soon, anyway. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Texas say the suspected elementary school shooter entered through an unlocked door. South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon then saying the suspect engaged in a gun battle with officers 4 minutes after he entered the school.
Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school.
The United States and allies are concerned about multiple ballistic missile launches by North Korea. So said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He told reporters U.S. analysts are still reviewing data Kirby calling North Korea's actions provocative and saying the North continues to pose security problems to the Indo-Pacific region. He also noted a phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Japanese counterpart, but did not offer any specifics. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says Americans are enraged and exhausted by rampant gun violence.
People are sick of mourning again and again while listening to the same string of hollow words from the MAGA Republicans that never lead to action.
The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer cited widespread public support for responsible gun safety laws. He said families of gun victims don't want thoughts and prayers. They want something to change. This as Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy are set to discuss bipartisan legislation Thursday. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed legislation that bans abortion from the moment of conception, the most pro-life state law in the country. The governor saying in part, "We have a responsibility as human beings to do everything we can to protect that baby's life and the life of the mother." USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined now from the Crime Prevention Research Center by the head of the Crime Prevention Research Center. His name is Dr. John Lott. Good afternoon, Dr. Lott. We got Dr. Lott?
Great to talk to you again, Bill.
Yes, sir. Let's go where I wanted to go when I set up with Dr. Lott last week. What happened in Uvalde, which he's also looked at. You did an interesting article in the Federalist about the incidence of white supremacists actually being the shooters in the rampage killings that have been occurring here lately, and it turned out that white supremacists are really not the problem with the rampage killings. Is that what you found out?
Well, I mean, over 70% of these attackers really have no political affiliation. People who are, you know, you could broadly classify as either being white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or anti-immigrants. You know, you're talking about maybe 9% of the mass public shooters, and that's essentially the same as, let's say, Muslims who are doing this. So, you know, it's kind of hard to go and view them as kind of the major part of the problem that are there. The vast majority of people who engage in these types of attacks are, you know, they want to just commit suicide, but they want to commit suicide in a way that's going to get them recognition. And they know that the more people they kill, the more recognition that they're going to get. And so they try to go and pick targets where victims are defenseless, and they're going to be able to kill a lot of people.
So these events as they occur. Now, like in Texas, and you point this out in the other article, and I'm sort of cross-pollinating here, but in Texas, 30% of the schools in Texas allow teachers to be armed. And this is not something new, right? This isn't something new. That way in Uvalde. They are drawn to the gun-free zone.
Right, exactly. You start off talking about the Buffalo shooter or the debate that occurred after him because he was a racist. But if people read his manifesto, and you can find his manifesto on our website at crimeresearch.org, what you find is that this guy has an explicit discussion about attacking victims who don't have concealed carry permits. And so he talks about his ideal place to attack would be places where people are banned from getting permitted concealed handguns, or at least it's very difficult for them to go and get permitted concealed handguns. He's much more afraid of citizens with concealed handguns because he doesn't know who he has to go and concentrate on taking out first than he does about the one uniformed guard that was at the grocery store there, who was an easy target and somebody that he was able to quickly identify, because he knew once he took out the one uniformed guard with a gun, he'd have free rein to go after the other people who were there.
Well, he also had cased that grocery store, I think, twice.
Yeah, right. He had been there before.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the general point about teachers, we have 20 states that have teachers and staff being able to go and carry guns. We did a report that's talked about in my Newsweek piece out today that looked at all guns being fired on school property from 2000 on to today. And what you find is that there's never been an attack where anybody's been injured or killed at any school where teachers and staff have been able to carry guns. You have thousands of those schools across the country, and you would think, they'd get at least some, because there have been a number of shootings in general of all sorts of different types, from gang shootings all the way up to the, or accidental discharges all the way up to the type of thing that just happened in Texas. And yet there has not been one single attack. Maybe instead of having a sign in front of the school that says the school is a gun-free zone, attackers will look and they'll say, the sign says warning, select teachers and staff at the school are carrying concealed. They will use their guns to protect students and others that are here. But, it's not just the Buffalo shooter who makes a big deal about picking targets where people aren't able to defend themselves. At our website, we have a whole long list of cases going back decades with that. So it's something quite common. These guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They know if they want to go and kill as many people as possible, the place to go is a place where victims can't defend themselves.
Right. See, here's my problem with this, Dr. Lott, and I know you probably, maybe you have looked into this, I don't know. My contention is that since Columbine, and I use that as, Columbine was a fairly big event, I think we should not have had any more school shootings. I think something should have been done about it at that point, because normally with any other avenue in the world when some sort of violence occurs, there's an allowance or an adaptation or something, and it has never been done with schools. Some schools, some states, the FASTER program, the 20 states you mentioned, 30% of Texas, yes, some of them do. But by the same token, percentage-wise, nationally, what do you think? Is it 10% of schools are allowed to arm teachers or something like that? Nothing's really been done, has it?
Well, it's changed somewhat. You had the Gun-Free School Zone Act in 1994, and then after you had Columbine and stuff. When you had Columbine, I was pretty much alone in terms of calling out the dangers of gun-free zones, except for a few radio talk show hosts around at the time.
Right.
The NRA attacked me for coming out, for having armed teachers. And as late as Sandy Hook, you had the NRA had Isa Hutchinson lead that report, and he was not exactly a big fan of arming teachers, even though he was doing the report for the NRA there. But things have changed. You have 20 states now that have these types of laws. At the time, people thought it was a completely crazy notion to do it. It's changed. Does it need to change a lot more? Yeah, it still needs to change a lot more, but at least there has been some change.
Yeah, there has been some movement. That is definitely true. We're coming up on the first break. John Lott has amassed a veritable mountain range of research, and it's all available to you at crimeresearch.org. Going back, I don't know how far, how many years, all of this research is waiting for you there. His method of his study is always peer approved. And that's what makes a study, that's what makes a survey, is the method. And John uses the most sound methods out there. That's why his research is easily trusted and genuine. We'll be right back talking to Dr. John Lott. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dr. John Lott. He's the head of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. I suppose that you're being hit from all sides after the Uvalde thing. Is that the way it normally works?
Well, I guess some, but it's not like it was 15, 20 years ago. The media, I get radio interviews and I get things like Newsmax and One America News and what have you. But it used to be you'd get more from CNN or Fox or whatever, and that's changed. CNN and MSNBC, I used to do MSNBC sometimes, but they now would never have anybody else other than people who all agree with each other on the panel.
Right.
So a lot of the major news organizations, the major newspapers, a lot of them won't contact you now either. So it's changed in that direction. There's still a fair amount to do, but it used to be even crazier back before.
The one thing that I've been interviewed by various people who are anti-gun, and they've come in, they've already made their decision, and they want to talk over you and, you know, all this other stuff. And you come in purely, yours is a oratory based on facts and statistics. And they want to argue with that, and I've never understood that, because that's like saying 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4, which I know is trendy right now, but I've never understood that part of that. What is their justification for that?
Well, no, but I think people believe in facts. The issue is, though, so I'll give you an example. This last year, we looked at news reports on defensive gun uses and gun crimes. If you look at the first 9 months of last year in the top five newspapers, the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, and the Wall Street Journal, you'll see something like about 2,600 news stories about gun crimes where somebody's either been murdered or seriously wounded. By contrast, they had 10 defensive gun uses total between those five outlets, and they were often things where something went wrong, like the wrong person was shot or the gun was taken away from the individual. So, and you know, if you add in CNN and MSNBC, they had zero defensive gun uses. And so, you know, you could consider yourself a very well-informed individual, You read the major newspapers. You listen to the TV news on CNN and MSNBC religiously. And you think you're really well informed. And you think, well, lots of gun crimes. People almost never use defensive gun, have defensive gun uses. And the couple times that they do, something goes wrong. And so it's not too surprising that people have, that a lot of people who get their information from those types of sources have the views they do. We just put out a study recently. The percent, Biden and the Democrats basically have a guns first approach.
You're going right.
to reduce violent crime, they deal with guns. Well, over 92% of violent crime has nothing to do with guns. So even if their solutions worked, and I don't believe they do, they're dealing with a relatively small portion of violent crime. So we paid for a survey to be done that asked people, well, what percent of violent crime do you think involves guns? And the average response we got was over 46%. So the average person thinks it's 46%. The actual number is less than 8%. That's a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
And not surprisingly, the people who thought guns made up the largest percentage of violent crime were the people who were most strongly in favor of gun control. And so, if you think 80% of violent crime involves guns, you know, is it surprising that you're going to be strongly in favor of gun control? And the answer is no. And so, and I'll give you another example. So we looked at all the news stories we could find on defensive gun uses, and there were about 2,000, some of them, during the first 9 months of last year. Most of them involved cases where the attacker was killed. Not too far behind was were news stories where the attacker was wounded, and only about 4% of the news stories mentioned cases where brandishing occurred and no shots were fired. Now, you know, in reality, we know that probably about 95% of defensive gun uses involve brandishing. But, you know, what people need to understand, what's newsworthy isn't necessarily the same thing as reflecting reality. And you can understand why they make the decisions that they do on something like this. If you have two possible news stories. In one case, there's a dead body on the ground, sympathetic person like a victim. In another case, let's say a woman brandishes a gun, no shots are fired, no dead body on the ground, no crime actually committed. You know, which would you run a story on? I think any of us would probably think, well, the dead body is a lot more newsworthy than the case where we're not even sure what crime would have been committed if the woman hadn't brandished the gun. And so, but we care about both of those for policy. We care about both of them because they involve, you know, whether people are going to be safe or not. Whereas the first one, you know, is determined by newsworthiness. So, you know, that's not going to explain a lot of the biases in the media, but at least in terms of defensive gun uses, it gives you a rough idea that, you know, you have to realize, I mean, if they had airplane crashes, they go and they put in a little tagline that says, you know, just to remind you, airplane travel is still the safest way to travel. You know, I wish they'd have something like that in these other stories, but of course they're not going to do that. But, you know, if you're a well-informed, well-read person in terms of the news media, you'd be shocked to know that in reality people use guns about 4 to 5 times more frequently to stop crime than guns are used in the commission of crime. But, you know, because, as I mentioned before, the ratio of gun crime stories to cases where people have used a gun defensively are, you know, massively the other way.
Well, I hate to say this, but I think a lot of people don't do a lot of critical thinking. They take things at just face value. The headline is the grabber, and it's almost like if they tell the gun control lie or the anti-gun angle first, even though they may come back later. Same source and say, on the fourth look, it turned out what we said earlier was not true. They've already done their damage. They made that dent. And it just seems like people believe.
Well, I mean, I hope people are getting more skeptical of the media. I'm sure it still has an impact on things, but you know, there's a lot of misinformation there, and you know, they've seen it in a lot of different areas, and so they need to be skeptical.
Well, absolutely, definitely, without a doubt. I know that there's other things coming out about this particular, I'm not going to call him a maniac. He was a very evil young man, and he was able to get in somewhere where he shouldn't have been. But there's going to be other things come out that we'll find out about it. And I'll have to reconnect with you because we're going to run out of time before I could even ask you this question. But I'm almost certain that just about anybody that does this has got to have a little bit of a mental health issue. And I don't know
about
if you've ever...
Over the last 25 years, about half of the mass public shooters were actually seeing mental health care professionals prior to their attacks.
Yeah.
And yet in not one single case did the mental health experts identify those individuals as either a danger to themselves or others. Yeah. Not in one case.
I will have to circle back to you, Dr. Lott, as these things unfold. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Grace Stevens. She's a young, up-and-coming writer at thetruthaboutguns.com. I mean, she's 18 years old, and the stuff she writes is dynamite. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.